Bureau for Culture and Communication from Belgrade. We are going to make interview with our guests who came from Kosovo in Belgrade, and we will speak about their life and work and how they live in this political and social situation and how they see their work there. Our second guest will be Alban Muja, a journalist and artist from Kosovo.
Okay, I am Alban Muja. A friend of mine sometimes calls me artist for that. I am not sure if I am or not. I work, my last work is I realized in video art and this kind of stuff. And also I write about art in one newspaper in Kosovo. Of course, I write about art issue. I came here in Belgrade with invitation of Context Gallery for one presentation to represent of my art and also Kosovo art, if I can say it like this.
Do you see your art very much connected to Kosovo, in a sense of Kosovo context, and how you related on it?
I think some of my artwork is have connected with Kosovo and with the situation in Kosovo, not also only in the situation in Kosovo, but all in Balkan. But now I try to get out with those concept, and I want next work of mine definitely will be not more general, not only what's happened and what's wrong in Balkan and my country. I don't know.
How it is for young people to express their attitudes there in Kosovo, in a sense of to speak loud what they think and to show up in the media, to speak everything what they want?
Kosovo, it's 70% of the population is young people, but most of them they spend of time only in coffee and they don't have a lot to do. It's not good. Most of them they spend time in to drink coffee. They don't have any activity or something like this. In fact, now we have one center for contemporary art in Pristina, and some of the young people they can spend and they can kill time in this art center. They can read, they can check what's happening in art in the world, and it's good opportunity for a young and who are most of them who are interested to know more about art in fact conceptual art in the world. I can say most of the people in young people in Kosovo they spend time in coffee and they don't have what to do because the political situation in Kosovo is the same and like this, and they don't have many opportunity to work or something like this. Also, the problem, education problem, the education is not very, very, very good. The University of Pristina is now just wanted to start to put the...
What you finished? What you graduated?
I was graduating in University of Pristina in Faculty of Art and Fine Arts Faculty. Okay. three years ago.
I just want to ask you, for example, I heard that you are first time here in Belgrade.
No, it's the second time.
Second time.
First time it was in 2004. I just came to visit Belgrade. I was very curious to see what's happened here. And I visited Museum of Contemporary Art and Branca.
Yeah, great.
And now it's the second time, and I came to present my art. And for that, I'm very happy to be there. because I will see also what's happening in art scene in contemporary art scene in Belgrade. And when I came in 2004 for the first time, too many people asked me why you go there, maybe it's dangerous for you. And I say, why? It's not dangerous. I am an artist and I want to have a communication with my colleagues there. When I came, I want to cross the border here, and the police stopped me and asked me, where do you go? And I say, I just go to visit a friend of mine. They don't believe in me. You have a friend in Serbia? No, it's not true. I say, yes, it's true.
Which police? Kosovo police?
No, it's a Serbian
police.
Police in border. But maybe they don't hear before.
Okay, do you still have Serbian ID?
Yes, I have. I also I have a Yugoslavian passport.
You have
both of them.
Yeah.
Is it
a problem for in Kosovo to have both passports?
It's not a problem. It's one office who are interested to get a Yugoslavian passport. They can apply. Also have a, it's not Kosovo passport, it's like a United Nations mission in Kosovo document, it's travel document, it's not passport. And I have both of them. When I came here, for example, or in a region, I use Yugoslavian passport because I have before a war. And when I go outside of a region, I use UNMIC
passport.
UNMIC passport.
Yeah.
I will see what's wrong with this document after the final status of Kosovo.
I know that you work like a journalist in this Express.
Yeah,
What kind of newspaper is it? Is it like?
I think it's only the independent newspaper in Kosovo. I have also others, but I think this is the most independent.
It's Express.
Express, yeah.
Okay.
It's daily
newspaper.
Daily newspaper. I write about contemporary art issue,
culture,
and we. We cover art issue not only in Kosovo but also in the region and
yes.
Europe, and we have enough space for art and culture in this newspaper. In other newspapers it's not the same. We have a five page only for art and in this newspaper. And now I write and sometimes I make like critique of art in this newspaper, and I think it's also a good opportunity to tell the people who read this newspaper about art. But we have only like a private initiative, and we have a good private person. And we have good artists, but not with collective group and collective, because our faculty, I think, it's old school. But I don't know.
Can you tell me what is happening? Because there is a I was counting. There are 1 million of young people in Kosovo, less than under 26.
Yeah, I think it's
what they are doing.
If Kosovo have a good future, it's this is.
Potential human resource.
Yeah, because I will say again, it's more than 70%. It's under 30 years old. 30 years old. And for that, it's good news. But I don't know. Hopefully, in a situation, a political situation, Balkan will be better, and all the country of Balkan. Next few years will be in European nation, and it's good potential not only for Kosovo, I think, because in Europe the natality it's
going down,
and
it's my
also now I think in Kosovo it's started going down, but
I mean now the soldiers of NATO and KFOR are there, you know, and how they act, I mean, in everyday life, what they are doing, and Can you tell me some curiosity? How they spend time? I saw this some bordels made for them. Or
are
they going
they
to clubs?
Too many words to do in Kosovo. But Kosovo now it's quite.
They enjoy like
they enjoy life, and they came in a club, they came in bar, and they enjoy together with us. And I meet too many.
It's much better to be on Kosovo than in Iraq.
Of course, I just wanted to say the same. I meet some people who care, who.
I know that one. One American officer was buying some artwork of you. I know this information because it has been told.
Yeah, it's a US officer in Pristina buy one work of mine now last more a month ago. And of course, if you sell work, you can feel good, sometimes not. But it's your work, it's like your child.
It's great to sell it to an American officer.
But they like it too much, this work, and I say no, just I want to buy
it. What kind of work it was?
It's a series of three photos. I am like a soldier of my city, and I took care about my city. I know if you know, I born in Mitrovica, and Mitrovica is separate.
Yeah, yeah, Mitrovica is problematic.
And I work a couple of months in one project together with all the people of Mitrovica, all nationals in Mitrovica, and wanted to make one gallery and to that they can show his work. And I make this with one American artist, 2004. Mm-hmm. You know what's happening
in March,
and everything go down, and I feel very, 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 very bad. But I work for 6 months like a voluntary.
Yeah.
And I have a very good communication not only with Albanian artists in Mitrovica, but also with we visit the studio in North Mitrovica and other place of Kosovo. Just to want to do with this. They have it in Mitrovica. It's a very good building for culture, and nobody uses it. I want to
culture center
in Mitrovica. It's like in the middle when the two part of
Serbian and Albanian part.
It's in the middle, and two part which totally think different from each others. And for me, this is, I don't know, it's not sound good, and. Every day I cross in the south and in the north, and then to have a communication and to think what they think about this our project. And most of them, they like it and they support us, but you know what's happening. I must forget this.
And tell me how it is, for example, how it is club scene. What kind of music people are listening and how it is nightlife in Pristina? I know that Pristina is now 700,000 people.
No,
maybe not so much. 500, half million.
Around half million. Oh, the nightlife in Pristina, I think it's not bad. It's have some clubs, and some bars.
Can you mention some names of the clubs?
Last few months we have a very good bar and. And the bar open from two artists, Jakub Fer and other his friend also, it's a painter artist, Vigan, and they open this club. It's like underground, total illegal bar. And for the last few months, all the friend of us, they spend free time in this bar. But also I have also other club in Pristina, also in outside of Pristina, they try to bring in too many DJs and international DJs, most of them from London, in Kosovo they think it's the famous DJ came from London, and I don't know, it's one famous club. It's also it's Spray. And now I think I changed the name, but for the last few months I never visit this club.
There are some concerts in Kosovo from some famous bands or something?
No.
Because in Belgrade it's going very much somehow.
I know in Belgrade next few months we will visit Deep Purple.
Yeah.
No, this kind of concerting. Until now,
Sezgin was on UK subs.
Sezgin, it was here. And we tried with Sezgin and with other friends to bring some rockabilly and punk bands in Pristina. Music scene in Pristina, most of them they hear techno music and alternative music and this kind of stuff, and they bring on the DJ and something like this. But until now, Kosovo people, if they want to hear any concert of famous band, they usually visit Skopje, or some of them also came in Belgrade. Some friend of mine came in last year, but I don't know in which concert.
I think a lot of people are coming to Exit.
Exit, of course. A couple of young Albanian and other Kosovo people came in this festival. Also, I have a plan to come next year, but I think it's like a communication between the young people. It's they don't have a border between them. If they are Serbian Albanian, and for that. Sometimes I feel like good.
I think it was good.
Yeah.
I will make something for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for me.
Biro for Culture and Communication, Belgrade, February 2006.